flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
White Brian is dancing. I've never seen White Brian dance. Landfill's dancing.
Hey,
Jeff
hey, Brian,
dancing.
This song you do your shots off of?
White Brian getting hype.
White Brian doing the sprinkler.
has White Brian tried Scotty's vodka yet? Have you had any Scotty's?
I don't think so, no.
Is the Cluster Buster still have that case in there?
It's not a whole case because we've been destroyed.
We have stuck in there a few times. He ain't here, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Shout out to White Brian doing the sprinkler. I didn't know he had it in him. that was funny, dude. I think I asked this question yesterday of Rosenberg, and I think the top two targets on the market are going to be Myles Garrett and T. Higgins. If you have to pick one, I don't think, I will open the phone, 800-636-1067, okay? That's phone lines. Phone lines are open right now, 800-636-1067. I don't think anybody's going to say Higgins over Garrett. Like,
somebody going to say it.
Please, call in.
Call in, peoples.
You think, well, any
Jeff's standing up right there.
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, heck no. Let's go get – you're right, JP. Nobody better call in and say
somebody
Higgins
gonna
over
do
Miles.
It. I mean, nobody ever goes 100% one way.
But,
y'all
B,
know
you
that.
Keep saying that you want him to build up in the trenches and you're tired of people that are talking about not going that way.
First of all, you didn't ask me what I say. You said people won't.
Yesterday,
nobody would, but somebody will.
Yesterday you said you're hearing a lot of people that keep talking about skill positions. I feel like overwhelmingly
I think
Commanders fans are talking about the trenches.
Well – there's a lot of people talking about the skill positions. It's all you see, skill positions, skill, because that's what that's all everybody sells. Offense, receivers, all that crap. No, if you don't have offensive line, defensive lineman, you're wasting your damn time.
I legit think most people, I bet it's, if the question is specific, Garrett or Higgins, maybe you can make an argument that you don't have to give up draft picks to get Higgins if he becomes a free agent. But I bet overwhelmingly people want.
Well, yeah. That's what they should want. I know that.
You know, I'll actually give him credit for this. Linnell, I was driving home the other night from Channel 4, and Linnell actually made a good case for a receiver that I would be interested in Darius Slayton. Young guy, not going to cost you much, has good speed, 6'1", 200 pounds, Auburn guy, sure White Brian likes that. In various seasons with pretty bad quarterback play up there, he's produced three 700-yard seasons out of five. He's been pretty good, and I don't know that Slayton costs you much. Like, I think at wideout, you only have two under contract. You're going to have to add people.
They will. I mean,
I think that's where you want to be shot.
I understand there's only two people under contract that's going to be going into it. When they start hitting March and all that, May, They will not be in just two people on the contract.
Of course.
It's going to happen. So I understand that, but they're going to be frugal about it. But I will say this, most of your money should go towards those big boys, especially somebody that could consistently get pressure on the other offense.
Would you – I think a more reasonable question, would you rather they try to trade for Trey Hendrickson instead of Myles Garrett?
No.
Just because the cost presumably would be lower.
I don't think the cost – when you're going for that level of talent, the cost makes no difference. You know, you can't build a team – like, this is what we did for years. We try to build a great team by bargain shopping. If you're going to build a great team, you're going to eventually have to pay some top-notch person. We, have, you know, as a fan base, have always said, man, we got to compete. But every time we want to get the people at the lowest price, the people that's playing against us have some high-priced people. So you got to get somebody. And if a guy is a consistent player that plays like Miles, but you take a run at it. Now, if you don't get him, then you go at somebody else. But you don't always look for the bargain.
Hendrickson's not going to be a bargain either.
If he's going to be living under with Miles, then you may as well go get Miles. Who's the oldest?
Hendrickson's Hendrickson's a year
31?
Old.
31?
Hendrickson's outproduced him the last two seasons, but Garrett's body of work is far more significant.
He outproduced him because he had more sacks, you're saying?
More sacks, more tackles.
I look at it a lot of times just because, like, we already know there are people on the football field that may not get the sack, but he's the reason the other guy got the sack. And I think Myles Garrett is definitely that because he gets doubled a lot.
Garrett's the better player.
Yeah.
But Hendrickson's damn good.
All right. If they could go for either one. If they go for the best, if you don't get him, you go for the other one.
Dave is in North Carolina. Dave, who do you want? Big swing.
I'd rather have Hendrickson. I think he'll come off cheaper. I think you can get him for maybe like a 2-year deal. But hey, you know, front loaded a little bit. I think Garrett's going to cost too much. If it's similar prices, of course, go with Garrett. He's a bigger stud player. But I think Hendrickson, he wants out of Cincy. Give him a little bit of money. You can even just spread the wealth a little bit. Go get that number two receiver. Work on that linebacker core a little bit. I just think it's going to be too much for Garrett. I think the asking price might be too high.
I read something. So you're out on Higgins altogether.
Yeah, I think he's going to cost way too much. I think you can build to the draft. The kids you like from Miami you've been talking about.
Restrepo.
I mean, he could do a little something. I mean, there's other guys out there. I think Higgins is going to be north of 30 mil. It's just too much, man.
You know what I'm at least interested by? I've heard nobody discuss. Thanks for the call, Dave. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. You know what I'm curious about, B? Nobody. I legit don't think anyone has discussed Steph Diggs. And you almost always, when there's a local guy that's going to be a free agent, Diggs is obviously produced at a really high level. Somebody will bring that up. I don't think anybody has suggested that.
I haven't heard it. But you got to look at the facts. We're on, what, three teams in the last 2-3 years?
Yeah.
And then I think when people start seeing that type of thing, they start to back away a little bit.
He's also been injured. I wonder.
Yeah, injuries and things of that nature, that make people step away. But if he was still playing like he played early on, hell yeah, I think people would bring it up. But not now.
I just Googled Steph Diggs because I was trying to figure out when he got injured. And I got this headline. Jeff, maybe you can help me here. Cardi B demands that fans stay single like her despite Stephon Diggs dating rumors. Are Stephon Diggs and Cardi B an item, Jeff? My guy's on it. We got our best guy on it. The Diggs stuff, I think that's a no for me. A lot of people are expecting him to go back to Houston. What was the injury? Do you remember?
Who?
Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Torn ACL on Halloween, basically.
Okay.
So he could be back for week one. It's interesting. Nobody's talking about Steph Diggs. And just as a player, I mean, he's been fantastic. From 2018 to 23, he went at least 1,000 yards, at least 6 touchdowns a season. He does seem kind of like a disruptive dude, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the ultimate thing is with this team right now, you look at the type of people that they brought on last year, and I think you're going to try to bring those type of people on moving forward. So if you got somebody that's going to be disruptive and whatever, they're not going to deal with that. They don't want that. You know, and Listen, that first call was like, oh, it's going to be cheaper. We always talk about how cheap somebody going to be. We ain't spending the damn money. I mean, if that guy, I would think a guy like a Myles Garrett will elevate your defense. They will have a lot of people going one-on-one, so they should be winning that. It's going to help them out. He still can beat you with a double team.
It's fascinating how football fans, NFL fans, really get caught up in salary cap savings. Like, it's not your money, dude. Sign everybody. Look at what Philly does. Look at what the Rams have historically done.
And how about Kansas City for years? You're like, damn, what? Are they working with a different salary cap than we are?
But, Joe, they kind of have gone the other way, too.
Who?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs
paid. The decision to not pay Tyreek
wasn't all about money. It was about a lot of his antics as well.
Tyreek.
I think they pay a lot of damn people on that football team, man.
I mean, it's interesting because they have let young players walk or trade them away. They're paying Pat, they're paying Chris Jones, they're paying Juwan Taylor. But even a dude like Kelsey isn't making top of the tight end market. Like, it's been interesting how they've kept that together. I'm curious what will happen this offseason. Because one thing I would guess is Kelsey has zero guaranteed this year. Mm-hmm. So if he does play, I doubt it's with a zero guarantee.
Mm-hmm. But you look at how many years they've done it. Okay, look at the amount of people on the Eagles right now, okay, and that are playing great. The thing about you, you don't have to pay everybody, but you're going to pay some people. And I think we, for some reason, as fans, make things we can go out there and get everybody at a bargain price and compete with all the big ones. We not.
Let's see what Alex in Silver Spring wants. Alex, what do you want him to do, dude?
Hey, man. What's up, guys? What's up, JP?
What's happening, Mitch? What's happening, brother?
Look, here's the thing, man. Let's stop Jerry rigging on these players. Let's get Garrett. All in on Garrett, and watch. He's going to make all the other, no disrespect to the others, but you know where I'm going with it. Other players are going to look extremely good. It's just like, for an example, when Dan Quinn was in the Cowboys, Bland looked like Deion Sanders back in the day. Look at him now. So he's going to make other players, and he's going to do other players a favor, because other teams are going to pay all out for these other players like what we used to do back in the days. But one monster player makes a world of a difference. We got to stop Jerry rigging. And at the same time, go get, once you get Garrett, then I've been saying this since last year, go get Metcalf. Metcalf will fit perfect here. Humble, hungry, tall receiver, no nonsense, and keep it moving. And bring in Khalil Mack. Can you imagine Khalil Mack in here with Wagner?
Appreciate you, Alex.
Thanks for taking my call.
So, Rooster was making this case to just go get Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack's a hell of a player. The sack numbers went down last year, but the sacks were completely there 2 years ago. People argue that he's better against the run than Myles Garrett. What do you think about Mack specifically, B?
I'm just thinking like Myles is a younger guy that you could probably get, and you're going to sign him. You're going to sign him. For a deal, you can get more out of him than you would Mack. Mack is a okay person too. Hasn't he had injuries over the last few years or so?
I'll pull it up. I think he's been pretty durable. Now he's been in the league a decade. I'm sure there's been some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
He has missed one game in the last 3 years.
Okay.
2 years ago, he had 17 sacks for the Chargers.
But he had
this
what
past
had last year,
it dropped to six. And he missed a game.
Okay.
But a dude like Khalil Mack, there does seem to be this staff, this front office, we saw it last year, is cool with some veterans that people wonder if they have anything left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they did it with Wagner, Ertz, Eckler. I wonder if that.
But see,
it's just an interesting.
Do you think they're going to go with the same approach as they did last year? Because they were trying to establish something and establish a culture last year, real quick. Now that they've played as well as they played, I think they want to compete. And I think they feel they can compete earlier. Are you going to go after the people that you, oh, we think they got something to show me for a year or two again? Or do you want to get some people that's going to be able to go there for 2, 3, 4 years?
I don't know. What do you want them to do?
I don't want to just go for the 1 year deal no more. I think, just like we talk about having Cliff here again, consistency is going to help you out. So you can't switch up everybody every year. And once you get something working, then you start to build on that. They have a foundation now, and I want them to continue building on that foundation.
What? To me, the foundation is Jaden. But, like, if you dig into the numbers a little bit, outside of Jaden, like, even Terry, clearly a foundational player, I don't think there's guaranteed money on his deal this year. Like, to say what the true foundation is gets kind of interesting.
But the thing of it, the foundation, I'm not worried about what the amount of years. I'm talking about the mindset of this team, that type of thing. They have established exactly what they want and how they want people to play. Whether they got guaranteed money on their deal or not, I think still Terry is a very vital part to this team moving forward.
Me too.
I think so. If you can't keep bringing in people every year, bringing another 35 people, another 25 people, you're not going to consistently have that success. The success they had last year, we know that that's not always going to happen. So now that you've gotten that, you start building on, you bring in some more talented players in certain positions and things keep going. But just to think you can just keep trying to, oh, let's go out there and see. Nah, that prove it deal stuff, that don't work all the time.
It's going to be interesting. I tend to agree with you, but just talking my way through the Mac thing, it would be very on brand with what they did last year, but maybe last year was just about establishing it, and now they're looking to add longer-term deals, longer-term players.
Yeah.
I would hope. I think the foundation stuff has to come through the draft. I think that's how you build it. Mm-hmm. And Peter's been clear that he views free agency as like a supplement, but that said, I think organizationally they view trades differently than they do free agency. Mm-hmm. And trades is acquiring a player. If you're going to invest the resources required in a trade, then that damn sure better be a long-term figure for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe? Fellas, what do you want him to do?
What's happening, fellas? Hey, listen, definitely go after Garrett. And then, like, as far as the receiver, there's a bunch of receivers that's free agents. There's one player that I didn't keep my eye on from the Rams that's a free agent this year, Tutu Atwell.
I like Tutu.
He has some solid numbers, you know, no nonsense, and he goes out there and performs. Maybe he come here, he can flourish a lot more in Cliff's system. And I got a question for you guys. If let's just say we can't get a caliber player like a Garrett, and could we do something as far as like getting another solid cornerback, for example, Denzel Ward from the Browns, opposite side of Lattimore, where Sarah's still in the slot, and just solidify that D line through the draft? Would that be something possible that could work out?
I don't think the money they're now committed to Lattimore, I don't think you can sign another big ticket corner. I think you've got Sammer still on a rookie deal. I think maybe you try to draft another guy. Noah I was relatively dependable for them. He's a free agent. You got to figure out if you're bringing him back. But I don't think you could spend big again at corner. Do you agree there? Because Denzel Ward's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, that's going to cost an extra lot. And then you won't be able to get a D lineman. But listen, man, I think where we're picking at, do they have an impact player in the draft coming out? You can pick at that point?
Yeah, you're the one that always says players are play. I mean, Sammer still was the second rounder that they traded back for. He was an impact player.
Yeah, but I'm saying pass rushers, them big boys are different. You know, athleticism and skill is one thing. Coming out and being impactful at that big-time position right there, you're going to have to be a badass.
They could use some badasses.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You want them to trade for Garrett? You want him to sign Higgins? You want him to sign Khalil Mack? It's your time. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. A couple of housekeeping items. Shout out to Odyssey. We got a new ice machine in the kitchen. My first time using it. It's dope. I know three people that have a Valentine's Day birthday. Happy birthday to Chris Kerwin. Happy birthday to Scott McBrien. And happy birthday to Peter Cosimano. The question on the phone lines, pretty simple here. Myles Garrett, man, you want to pay the freight? T. Higgins, you want to pay the freight? Or what if you want to go the less expensive route? What this organization did this past year to a very successful tone has got a lot of veterans that some question how much they had left. They had plenty left. Khalil Mack could fit that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
We're good, man.
I think Myles Garrett's probably, if it's just not overly expensive, is probably the way to go. But I also have a question for you, JP or B. Mitch. And it's something I thought I heard on the station the other day about Jaden. If they extend him after his third year, which is the earliest they can do it, I heard that that's the end of Cheap Jaden. Is that true? Does that void the rest of his rookie deal or no?
What's that?
Does it, if they extend him after his third year, does that void the rest of his rookie deal?
No, it's an extension. New money takes over after 5 years in.
Okay, that's what I thought. I heard somebody on your radio station the other day said,
Brad,
if they extend him after the third year,
hold on.
The end of Cheap Jaden.
I want to be very, very clear about something. Cheap Jaden, expensive Jaden, doesn't matter. Jaden matters. You look at the quarterbacks in this past Super Bowl, both of them have new giant deals.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
all have
giant deals. When you have the quarterback, don't worry for the slightest quarter of a second about paying the quarterback. Pay the quarterback all the money. All of it. Is that clear? Thank you, Brad.
Yeah.
I hope your spaceship is operational. Bones is in Southeast. What up, Bones?
Hey, my main man, JP Philly.
How you doing, bud?
Mitch.
What up, brother?
Yeah, shout out to my man, Jeff. I like Khalil Mack. I mean, I like Myles Garrett, but we need a player in the same caliber as Myles Garrett. I ain't trying to give up the farm for no Myles Garrett. Khalil Mack, I'm going to pass on Khalil Mack. Hey, JP,
yep.
Noah I was getting beat last season, man. Noah I was getting beat all the time. We need an upgrade on that defensive line. We need an edge rusher. We need about two offensive linemen, you know. And I'm saying, Father, and we need an upgrade at the tight end spot. You know, I mean, Zach Ertz did good. He was solid. But I'm saying I believe that we could get an upgrade at that tight end spot. You know, it's some athletes out there. It's some athletes coming out. I'm hoping and praying that Adam Peters and them find us some playmaking athletes, man, that could come in here and make a difference, man, because I'm telling you, I'm still beefing about this Philadelphia stuff, man. There's too many people walking around here. First, we had Dallas Cowboy people around here. Now we got all these Philly people around here. And I'm getting sick and tired of it. So we need an upgrade in the trenches. I love y'all, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks, right, buddy. That was a hell of a call. It built up like a movie. Like, he started happy to talk to us, and then he was mad.
He's right in the sense, but you know what? You can't get all of them in 1 year. You know, you're going to have to move. And the thing I tell you, those big boys make the, like, when we talk about guys getting beat, get more pressure on the quarterback, they probably won't get beat. The guy don't have all day to run around, he probably won't get beat. So that's the most important thing, trying to make sure you improve the key positions that help everybody else out.
I'm with you, man. Let's go to Trucker Dan. Is this a different dude named Trucker Dan, or is Trucker Dan in Pittsburgh? Let's find out together. Hello, Trucker
Dan.
He's
a trucker. He can be everywhere.
Yeah, you know what B-Miss said, man. You know I'm driving that truck, man. I'll be everywhere.
Okay, got it. What do you think, man? You calling on Garrett?
Hold on, man. Do Jeff got a what's that I was going to say about for my man Jeff? He don't be putting that air tag in his car?
Air tag?
Jeff, did you have an air tag in your car? Jeff's on the phone, dude. He's talking to somebody. Sorry. We'll try to find out.
If he had an air tag, he could probably find out where it's at.
Yeah, that's what I meant to ask him when he had picked up, man. I feel sorry for the man, though.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was the one that brought up Khalil Mack last time. I know everybody want Myles Garrett and all that. But how about this? Remember when we were trying to get rid of when Trent Williams was trying to go? Not we were trying to get rid of. He was trying to go. You know, everybody wanted him, but Adam Peters was on the other end. They waited, and then they gave up a third round for him. I think that's what's going to happen with Khalil Mack. Nobody's going to get him right now. He's too expensive.
Thanks,
Noah,
brother.
Noah, he's a good depth piece. I think we bring him back. You know what I mean? But we still going to end up getting DJ Reed, and we're going to get Drake Greenlaw. And if we go all out on offense in the draft, we'd be good.
All right, buddy. Yeah, thank you, man.
That's all I got to say, man.
All right, bro.
Safe travels in Pittsburgh. Noah, Look, man, all corners get beat. I think you got to – at some point, they also have to build a roster, and not everybody's going to be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
No, I'm not – nobody's confusing Noah Igbe with Champ Bailey.
You know what helps out?
A pass rush.
You get a pass rusher, and all of a sudden, cornerbacks look better. So I'm all in for improving the pass rush.
Oh, dude. B.
Yeah.
Our guy that runs the race team down in Daytona, Alex.
Got us on the thing?
Yeah, dude. He's putting us on. He just sent the he just tweeted me a photo of the decals.
All right.
It's our Twitter and Instagram handles. That's kind of wild. This dude only identifies as Niners fan. Hello, Niners fan. What do you want to see Washington do?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of the show.
Appreciate you.
But I wanted to say, if you're going to get somebody, you got to get Myles Garrett. I mean, you don't want him going to a rival team. Could you imagine Myles Garrett going to the Cowboys?
I think the Eagles are the concern.
I don't want him go either one of them.
On defense. They need a captain on defense, and he's a game changer. I mean, he's played with Cleveland. Come on now, Cleveland, the bottom of the barrel, and he's the best.
He's a stud, man. Hey, Niners fan, while we have you, how you feeling about your boys? What's going on out there by the bay?
Man, injuries have killed us. You know, that Super Bowl, man, was weird that we went to, you know, with I think it was Greenlaw that hurt himself on the sideline. And it's just we call it the curse of Kaepernick. That's what we call it.
Wow.
We still damn, suffer still? From that.
Kaepernick still getting blamed for something?
Kaepernick was 15 years ago.
He been gone, man.
Yeah. His curse is still on that team, man.
Are you prepared to live in a world, Niners fan, where Brock Purdy makes $60 million?
You know what? Purdy, other than his size – and his arm strength. I think he's an accurate quarterback. Like you said earlier, you got a good quarterback, you want to pay him. And so, you know, if we don't have nobody better than him, give him his money.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, dude.
All right, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
there we go. It's interesting. I tweeted out, you know, they had a lot of success last year signing – veterans, what do you think about Khalil Mack? And the responses are pretty darn negative, including one dude who replied, "That bleep is like 40. Charlie's in College Park. Hello, Charles. What do you want him to do, bud?
Myles Garrett, all the way. Brian, I think a lot of people who call into your programs still don't get games are won and lost in the offensive and defensive line. You got your finger on it. If you've got a pass rush, I don't care if it's Lamar Jackson or who it is, or Josh Allen, you put pressure on quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes, consistently, or you sack them a lot, three or four times a game, that's going to make up for a lot in your secondary. And Washington's secondary, we know, needed help for a while. You've got to have a pass rusher, some interior pressure. Khalil Mack, hasn't he been associated with behavior problems or being a malcontent the last few years?
That'd be news to me. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I'll get my best guy on it. White Brian,
okay,
look up Khalil Mack, malcontent.
Because I know he's almost on a par with Myles Garrett, but I remember in the last few years, though, he had problems. I think he plays for Chicago, right?
Yep. He's been with the Chargers for a few years.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd take Garrett over him right now if he had one player, but you got to have a pass rush. Thanks.
Got to have a pass rush. That much we agree on, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm thinking. We can have a specific Khalil Mack discussion. Pete Prisco is going to join us at noon. He just put out his top free agents across the NFL list. Prisco's a longtime CBS reporter.
Find out who you think the Commanders should go after.
I think that's what we're going to have to ask him. Pete Prisco at noon, taking your calls. Plus, RFK news. Mark Zuckerman's down in Florida. Florida sounds pretty wonderful right now. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Philadelphia Eagles safety. Brian, you familiar with his work?
Mm-hmm.
Remember he got ejected in the game the Skins beat the Eagles at home when Jaden had the 5 touchdowns. And what might have been most impressive with Jaden in that game is that he had the 2 picks, and the picks were kind of bad and didn't impact. Just kept playing. Yeah. You love that in a young player. I don't know exactly. Another assignment for White Brian. Figure out why C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Taylor Swift apparently have beef.
Because he always had beef with people. It's nothing new.
Sure. Now, the Super Bowl they just played was L-I-X, I think. 59. So it kind of spells licks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of what C.J. Gardner-Johnson is wearing at the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade today?
No.
Brian, have you located the source of the beef between C.J. Gardner-Johnson and the Swifties? Swifties are Taylor Swift fans, Landfill.
Yeah, I'll have to double check with Jeff here that I'm correct, but I'm pretty sure he kind of stood up for Kelsey's ex and said he never should have left her for Taylor Swift. And then the Swifties went on his mom's small business restaurant and left a bunch of one-star reviews.
That's hater stuff.
Now, hold on.
Please, I just saw your text. Jeff knows why.
He wasn't taking up for it. Let's not say it was a good light. He said you should have kept that thick-ish. Yeah. And then posted the picture. He wasn't taking up for it. He was bidding. That's what we call bidding in the city. Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what, he was trying to get with Kelsey's ex?
No, he was just trolling him.
He was trolling, saying that she's fine, basically finer than what Taylor Swift is. But I'll take that billion over fine any day.
I would.
He kissed my ass with that one right there. You know, listen, she now is like showing what she was. So, I mean, we can sit up here and it's a lady. So people going to try to make the black-white thing. No. He went with the best investment. Go after the billion. Hang out with the billionaire. Yeah, not with the person that want your cheddar.
Yeah, she was there because she works like social media or something.
Yeah. I'll confess, I've gotten confused now. But what I know is C.J. Gardner-Johnson is definitely going after the Swifties today.
They don't care.
He's wearing a sweatshirt that says, now remember, this was Super Bowl L-I-X, licks. Uh-huh. Swifties can licks my blank. He's wearing a sweatshirt. Honestly, if you're C.J. Gardner-Johnson and you've made a lot of money at this point, all this will do is drive your notoriety up. Like, I think it's smart. Whether he actually cares or not, whether he's mad they left the bad reviews for his mom's restaurant, like, it'll only increase the interest in his brand, for lack of a better word.
It may not.
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
I don't think everything that you just pop and do something is going to always increase your brand. I don't believe that.
Dude.
Depending on who you are, how you are.
What is it? Hold on. Jeff just retweeted a picture from somebody named Scooby6951. What the hell is going on here, B? It's you, Jeff, and Greg in the background.
That was Burgundy and Soul.
You see this picture? B is out in these streets.
Yeah. I'm showing my ring.
Yeah.
I show people my ring like that sometimes. When you know.
That Burgundy and Soul party must have gotten pretty.
We had a lot of fun. You were out of town.
I was working, dog. I was in Minnesota watching it all go down. I think what do you think the scene is like in Philly right now for that parade? Yo,
I hope they got the. I hope they greased and put some razor wire on the damn poles. You know, I don't want to see nobody else fall and bust their head, man.
That's your hometown. What do you think it's like up there, White Brian? Getting nuts?
Brian don't act like nobody from Philadelphia.
Nah, Brian's chill.
Brian seems like he's from like some other part. He's not from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know a couple of my friends that are going. I fully expect everyone to be blackout drunk by like 1 p.m.
Yeah. I think
they with their blackout drunk.
you know the dude Dove Kleiman, who may or may not be a robot? So some of the Eagles fans are like tailgating for the parade, which is incredible. I'll give him credit for that. And what they roasted a pig and put a 15 on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. It's fans being fans.
Yeah.
This nerd Dove Kleiman decided to get very mad about that. Said it was inappropriate and there's no place for that in sports.
Dove Kleiman, I'm gonna stay cool.
Yeah.
That
get a grip, you dork.
That's nothing is wrong with that.
Yeah.
They have fun.
All right. Pete Prisco's joining us in just a minute. Why, Brian, was there any malcontentness with Khalil Mack? Did you look that up for us?
I couldn't find anything specific, no.
Yeah, okay. That seems like it would be news to me as well. Now, that's not to say a veteran player with a long track record of success doesn't want to get paid. He should get paid. But as far as being a malcontent, that seems off the mark to me.
There is a guy on top of the damn poles. Just caught a beer.
Remember at Preakness? When
he
they
is
used
on
to...
the top where the Citizen Bank Park is.
Whoa.
That's where he...
Oh, but that's like the
stadium. No, I'm talking about over. It goes across the street.
Yeah. Where do they have the parades in Philly? Broad Street?
They probably do Broad, but this guy here, there was a guy after the championship game who fell. There were other people that had fallen. You don't want to be up there drunk, dog.
Yeah, dude. Stop climbing things. Drunk in Philadelphia. I feel like that should be a fairly simple motto. Here's what is dope, though. The Weeknd, great performer. We got tickets. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10 right now. You'll win a pair of tickets to the Weeknd After Hours Tour. Saturday, August 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Playboi Carti and Mike Dean also performing. For tickets and more event information, visit 1067thefan.com. Tickets giveaway right now, man. Call in. Jeff's ready. Haven't said what's up to the stream yet. Good morning, everybody in the stream. I did want to alert the folks. Now, we really have gone all out to decorate the prison cell studio over the years, including this Tutty towel right here.
Yeah.
And this Prince poster. I got this Prince poster when I bought a Purple Rain record a few years back. Somebody vandalized our studio.
Yeah.
When we came in the other day, the Tutty towel was on the ground and the Prince poster had been knocked down. I don't know who it was, but know that we're watching. We're looking for you. And
we find out, we'll put something in your food.
Knuckle Up Records. Never forget. Pete Prisco joins us next.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.